Rejoice in the Lord always. I say it again, rejoice. This verse from St. Paul's letter to the Philippians is the entrance antiphon that Mother Church gives us for this day, this third Sunday of Advent, this rejoicing Sunday, where Mother Church allows us this little break from our Advent practices of prayer and preparation, of penance, of getting ready for Jesus. Because we do live in joyful hope. And so the rose-colored vestments and the rose-colored candle and the rose-colored flowers remind us of the joy that the Christian should live in. That even when we are wearing purple, violet, and we have a more of a penitential character to our lives, we are always waiting in joyful hope. And so visually, Mother Church allows us to celebrate that today. And so maybe we can ask ourselves, do I need a break from Advent? Or is it just a regular old time of season and I'm already partying and celebrating like Christmas has already come? If I'm living Advent well, if I'm truly am doing the hard work of letting those parts of myself that are not yet converted to be converted, to put to death the old man, if I'm not doing that work, then I don't need this Sunday. But if I am, if I'm taking serious the invitation of Holy Mother Church, taking serious this invitation to truly enter into this season of preparation, so that on December 25th, when we celebrate the birth of Jesus, so that every day when we are prepared for the second coming, and each time we come to Mass, when we are prepared to receive Him in the Eucharist, we will be ready. This is what Mother Church invites us today. But to do so joyfully, because we understand the goal. We know what's coming. And this is what we sang in the responsorial song. Lord, come and save us. Why did Jesus come to save us? Why do we need to be saved? Because we were dead in our sin. We were enslaved to the darkness. And until Christ came, there was no escape. But now that Christ has come, the people who walked in darkness have seen the great light. And as we said for St. Paul on the first Sunday of Advent, the time is now here. Our salvation is closer to us than when we first believed. When we see the rose vestments, Christ is close. And so it should excite within us anticipation, enthusiasm, joy. When St. Paul says, rejoice in the Lord always, the form of that word is a command. It's not a suggestion. It's not just some passing. It's a command. Scripture commands us to rejoice in the Lord always. Because the Lord has come to save us. Save us from what? From our sin. And so what did Jesus say in the gospel? What's the effect of Christ's presence among us? The blind can see, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, those who are deaf are hear, can hear, and the ones who are dead are now alive. This is the effect of sin in our life. You know, when we're baptized, God comes to live within us. And we're giving a candle, and we tell the people, receive the light of Christ. Make sure this light stays burning brightly, so that when the Lord comes, you may go out to greet Him. That light of Christ is dimmed by our sin, and we can't see. Our sin cripples us. We're not able to hear the voice of God. We're not able to walk and to follow God's invitation. This is what sin does. And sin is like leprosy. It's a disease that rots our soul. Immortal sin kills us. So we are dead in our sin with a mortal sin. But Christ has come to save us. And through our baptism and through a life of grace, we can rejoice in this salvation. And this is what Mother Church invites us today, to allow this truth of Jesus Christ to inspire us to live the life of freedom, to no longer be enslaved to the darkness, to no longer be enslaved to our sin, but to rejoice. Because what Isaiah said in that first reading, the deserts will bloom. Those areas of arid dryness, barrenness, which oftentimes can describe our souls, will bloom when Christ comes to us. And this is what we're preparing for. So let us enter into this day with rejoicing. Because the rest of that passage from St. Paul, Philippians 4, verses 4 through 7, he says, rejoice in the Lord always. I say it again, rejoice. The Lord is near. Your kindness shall be known to all. Have no anxiety, but with prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, make your requests known to the Lord. Then the peace that surpasses all understanding will guard your heart and mind. When we come to the Lord with thanksgiving, he gives us his peace. This is the promise. This is the guarantee. So wherever you are today, surrender. Allow the light of Christ to heal you, to restore you, to bring you his peace. Lord, come and save us. Rejoice in the Lord always. I say it again, rejoice.